Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 400 years ago, Jesus Christ appeared before St. Margaret Mary and said these words: "My divine heart is so inflamed with love for men, and for you in particular, that, being unable any longer to contain within itself the flames of its burning charity, it must needs spread them abroad by your means, and manifest itself to them, in order to enrich them with the precious graces of sanctification and salvation necessary to withdraw them from the abyss of perdition. I have chosen you as an abyss of unworthiness and ignorance for the accomplishment of this great design, in order that everything may be done by me." This feast is thus a reminder of a few essential things. Number one, Jesus Christ has not only a divine heart, he also has a human heart like us, that in his body at the right-hand side of the Father, every moment still beats with love for each of us, saying, "I love you, I love you, I love you." This is what we encounter when we pray, when we go to confession: "I love you, I love you, I love you." Number two, the love of the heart of Jesus is also a fire. Any ideas we have about love as a passion, as a fire, as heat, they are now expressed as brief, minuscule reflections of the torrential furnace of God's love for us. Never again need we fear God's thoughts of us. Now and forever, we know we can always go to him and rest our heart in his furnace, to be warmed and changed and healed. And thirdly, he not only loves us, he invites us to radiate this love in the world. Our unworthiness and ignorance are no obstacle. The only obstacle is our will, our choice. Do I want to share his love? His heart rages with desire of love of the others. What about yours? Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we, who glory in the heart of your beloved Son and recall the wonders of his love for us, may be made worthy to receive an overflowing measure of grace from that fount of heavenly gifts. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.